Welcome, welcome, welcome. Sisters United is back. Tonight, we have a wonderful show for you. We have Minister Rosalind. We have Minister Rosalind coming on here live, praise God, to share her awesome testimony. I get so tongue-tied. Y'all just forgive me, but I get so tongue-tied. And I'm excited. Oh. Anyway, just keep it locked right here, and we'll be right back.
Don't y'all hate when somebody be like, how's your little business going? Like, it's big energy. Big business.
Hey, 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 what's going on, y'all? It's me, JD, JD's Man Cave. We're having a show to educate black men or educate black men. Y'all make sure y'all tune in on Saturday nights at 7 o'clock. See y'all there.
Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we write the Bible. The word of truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, to keep up with us, also on the Janice Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.janicejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible. My gospel soul, my gospel soul, my gospel soul, my gospel soul.
Visit the Wacky Crack Shop on Etsy.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show again. This is Sisters United. I apologize. I promise y'all, I'm so excited till I was about to pronounce her last name as Biggs, but we have to slow down and we have to get this show going, okay? So Minister Rosalind Riggs will be on here with us today. And when I tell you that she is a light, she's a light. Amen. And I am excited about her being here. Hey, Tip, what's going on? What's going on? Thank you for tuning in tonight. We are back, boo. We are back. All right. Now, I did not look. I got so... Amen, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Now, I like to sit back and be quiet a little bit because I absorb information as well. But this week and last week, I've been so excited about you coming on the show because our first encounter was listen, God used you so powerful. And I cannot I just cannot express how honored I am to talk with you tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so before we get into it, I just want you to take a moment to just introduce yourself to our listeners.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I'm Minister Rosalyn Riggs, and I'm a member of a wonderful church called the Fountain of Praise. Yay!
Amen.
My wonderful pastors, Pastor Wright, Leah Wright, and I'm a retired teacher now, 31 years. I love the little children. I mean, you guys are okay, but I mean, the little ones, they are my heart, you know? And that's basically what my ministry has always been around, children, because yeah. They're just so precious, and they are God's mighty army. Woo! Yes.
Now, before we dive into, your book, your poem, the poem is powerful, so I understand why it was published. I want to just give the listening audience a opportunity to know where you come from. You know, how did you get started working with children?
Well, I've always worked with children. I became a teacher 31 years ago, and it was God. He just led to the children, and they're just precious to me. I don't know any other words to say it, but I love my job. I would never went to work. I was an art teacher. And I remember my little granddaughter telling me, "Grammy, you don't work." I said, "Yes, I do. I teach those children every day. You know, you've been to my school." She said, "But Grammy, y'all be painting and drawing, and that's not work." And I mean, it really didn't feel like work because I just enjoyed it so much. I went back to school later and got my master's and my license as an art therapist because I saw the power of art with children and even with adults, that they could really release their feelings. And it's just been a joy. And that's something I plan to do more of later, is the art therapy. Yes.
With art therapy, let's just get into it. With art therapy, since you've mm-hmm. been working with that, what have you seen happen? What changes have you seen with you?
Oh, I've seen so, especially with the children, total behavior changes, because they were able to just get out everything, express what a hurt was. See, God told me a long time ago, people were putting Band-Aids on things that needed major surgery. They needed to come out. They need to talk about it. We needed to process things and talk about different things we could do to help each other. And it's just been a blessing to see those children. We made things like anger monsters with clay. And that anger monster, he had a voice. He came forth and he talked about every reason he was angry. And I remember one little boy, he said, "It's not this clay, it's me. I'm the one angry." He put his little anger monster down and he just let it go about everything was hurting his heart, you know. Right. And we had our little processing and we were able to talk about things that he could do when he's angry instead of, you know, hitting them. You can draw, you can paint, you can just tear paper, just start tearing paper to relax yourself. You know, we talked about different options that would keep them out of trouble. So I've seen the power just change, totally change personalities and behaviors. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. I want to dig a little bit into your background, into your experiences. I saw that you were a volunteer chaplain.
Yes, at Herman Hospital. When I first got ordained, that was in my heart to just go pray for people. And I mean, I loved it. They said they were blessed, but I was the one blessed. When I leave that hospital, I mean, I'd be on 100. I was like, "Look at God, look what you did." I would just see the countenance change right before my eyes. You know, I love to go up with the children because, you know, so many of them, it's the mamas that need the prayer. The kids are running around dragging the IVs and saying they fine. And the mama's looking all battle weary, you know, because they live up there with the babies. Yeah. I remember one lady, she was just telling me what the doctor said, that he said this, he said that. It was such bad reports. And I said, "But sister, you're a Christian, right?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, God has the last word." And she said, "Oh, You're right, sister. You're right. It was like the light just came on, you know. Sure, this doctor is saying all of this, but God is the one in control. And you could just see the joy just to have somebody to pray with them, you know. God sent me to that hospital. I didn't know anybody. I went to that hospital and I talked to the director. I told him it was just in my heart. I had just gotten ordained recently. And he said, okay, we have a chaplaincy program that's going to open. You got to go study for 3 months and we'll see what happens. I said, okay, I did that 3 months and came back. And he said, you know, I literally just never did this before. I had somebody off the street that I didn't know, but something told me to let you come on in. And that was God. We know that was God.
Yeah, we know it was the Lord.
Yes. I had so much fun. I could just... Oh, just pray. I just want to tell you about one man. One day I went there and I didn't go with the children. I asked the head nurse, was there anybody that needed a visit? I hadn't seen anybody in a long time. And she said, yeah, there's this man down the hall. He's been here 3 months. And I went down there and it was nobody but God. It was an older Caucasian man. And he was in there and I knocked on the door. I said, can I come in? I'm Chaplain Riggs, and I just wanted to know if you like prayer. And he said, come on in. I sat at the bed with him. He had all this stuff connected, you know. And he started asking me questions. He just went on. Well, you're a volunteer? I said, yeah. And I'm a teacher. He said, you're a teacher? I said, yeah. I come in the evenings. And, you know, he said, and you're married? I said, yeah, I'm married. He said, you have any children? I said, yeah, I have one daughter. Well, where is she? I said, she's with my husband. She's at home with the dad. He said, you work all day and you have a family and you come out here? I said, yeah. And he just started bawling, girl. I mean, what? He started crying so hard. The things were lighting up in the room. I was getting scared like, Lord, please don't let this man die. I said, what's wrong? What's wrong? And he said, I've never done anything for anybody. I said, it's not too late. You're still alive. You're still alive. I said, when you get out of this bed, you're going to be able to do whatever God puts in your heart. Oh, yes. Please don't cry. Do you know Jesus? And he said, no. I said, well, let me tell you about him. You know, and I was able to lead that man to the Lord. I mean, I'll never forget that as long as I live. Because he was just so remorse about his life, you know. And I said, it's not too late. You got breath in your body. It's not too late. Oh, it's a joy at that hospital.
Amen, amen. And yeah. I could feel the energy. That's one of the reasons I wanted you on the show, because just listening to you, you could be revived. It's like,
crazy.
Just from your testimony so far, I just feel just ready, you know. Just all the experiences that you have had. I read in it that you did Sunday school and you teach the women at the church. Talk to us a little bit about that, because we're going to get into your book, but I just want the people to really just get to know.
Oh, Sunday school, that was my favorite. We were members then, Full Gospel Fellowship, where I first started teaching the Sunday school. And I have one testimony about that. One little boy, I'll never forget, Joshua, 3 years old. We were talking about Jesus. I had just 3-year-olds, maybe about 12 of them. And we were on the floor. And we were talking about Jesus, almost Christmas. And Jesus was born Christmas. And I said, well, let me ask him a little higher level thinking question and see. I said, why did Jesus come? Why did he come? We know he came, but why did he do that? And this little boy, oh, he's so precious. I can see him now. He's grown, I'm sure, now and everything. I'm going to have him in my next book. But he said, because of love. I said, what'd you say? Get up from that boy. He's 3 years old, blonde hair, big blue, pretty eyes. Oh, Joshua, just a dream. And he stood up. He said, Jesus came just because he loved us. I said, oh, my God, I went crazy. I mean, the Holy Ghost just swooped down in that place. I could just feel the spirit of God. I started praising the Lord. I forgot about the little children. I started walking around the room. And then I thought, oh my God, the babies. And I looked behind me. They were lined up like little ducklings. And like, yes, praise Jesus. Right? And after I saw that, it was on then. I mean, that's all we did. We just praised God the whole time, you know, till the cameras came back. And I told them, I said, don't you know, there's grown-ups that don't know that. There's grown people that don't know how much Jesus loved them. You know, yeah. He came just because of love. Oh, yeah. My God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I want to get, I want to talk about your poem, published poem. When I read it, I was like, oh, my God, this is powerful.
Men would pray.
Come on. Come on. Talk to us. How were you inspired to write this? What was going on, you know, around that time, you know?
Oh, my God. That was such a long time ago. No, the Holy Spirit had me write. I just started writing it. And I know I just think sometimes how so much divorce and separation and just so much heartbreak in the earth, you know? And I think about all the prayer groups I used to go to, I still go to, but it would just be women all the time, you know, just so many women. Sometimes we'd have a few men, but I just thought, you know, if the men would pray, oh my God,
Men,
priest of the house, you know, oh Lord, oh Lord. And then there was a transition taking place in my life at that time with my husband. He was just growing and growing in the Lord. And I could see the transformation. You know, I wasn't thinking about going nowhere. You know, I was like, praise Jesus. He's walking through this house like my horrible son. Oh, can't no devil come up in here, you know?
Come on. When a man pray, I'm telling you.
I saw the power. You see what I'm saying? I saw it. I saw transformation. And my husband, he never reminds me. You know, he gives me permission to talk about us because I asked him, I said, baby, when I go on different things and talk, is it okay to mention some things? From? He said, baby, if it's going to help somebody, tell it all.
Man.
About, that's somebody that's caring about souls, you know, not worried about, oh, they're going to think this about me or that. You know, you got souls on your mind that you can help somebody, you know. And I just thank God. But that poem just came out. God just had me sit down and write it. And it just flowed. I mean, rhyming and everything, you know.
Oh.
And there was nobody but him. If men would pray.
It's powerful. Yes. I'm going to share it again on my Facebook page.
Okay.
I have shared it on Twitter and I have shared it on Instagram. So I want you all to read it and be blessed.
Yes, thank
now,
you.
As a minister, as a woman of God, as a wife, you know, before we get to talking about the book, what is the greatest, if you could give a nugget of wisdom, you know, because I believe that when I was reading, I saw that God has really used you a lot, you know, and just a word of wisdom before we take a break and come back and talk about the book. What would you say? Just to this world, you know what's going on in the world. What word of wisdom would you have for us today?
Pray without ceasing. Pray, I'm talking about, it's power in prayer.
Come on.
I would just tell anybody, don't you ever get weary in your well-doing. You know, we get anxious, we want things to happen, microwave, you know. It's not about that. God hears our prayers. He hears it the minute we pray. And it's lining up with his word. It's coming to pass. Okay. It's coming. It's coming. I mean, that's another book I'm writing now. Oh, God's just doing so many things. But this book is about, are you going to walk or wait? That's what, for couples, walk or wait. And see what God revealed in me. When we pray, those prayers are coming up. It's coming up. But are you going to be there when the harvest comes? See, it's no doubt about it's coming. You don't know when. Nobody knows when. But you know that it's coming. It's going to happen. That's like that pregnant woman. You can't tell a pregnant woman, I don't believe you're going to have a baby. You can't tell her that. She was She'll look at you like, oh well, I don't know what his problem is. You know, I don't know when I'm having it. I don't know the exact date. I don't know the time. The doctor told me this, but you know, I'm not in control of that. But yeah. It's the same thing with our prayers. Those seeds have been sown.
Come on.
All you gotta do is wait on them and wait expectantly. Just knowing God's true to his word. That's it. Believe what he said. Take the Bible, every promise, every word is true. And you hold on to it. Come hell or high water, you hold on to what God said. It doesn't matter what nobody else said. You and God, that's the majority right there.
Hold on to the word.
That's
my God. That encouraged my spirit. And it's a lot of married couples that's going through that. We know the divorce rate is high. We know, but I like how you say that.
Yes.
Waiting is worth the wait. It's worth the wait. You know, God can look. What it say? With God, all things are possible.
All things.
My God.
Wait on Jesus and know that it's coming. Just know. Don't give up. Don't faint. You know, the devil's going to throw all he can at you, but it's just not going to work. Because you're holding on. You're holding on to that word.
Come on.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, being led by the Holy Spirit, we're going to get into the book right now. I'm not going to even take a break. We don't need a break because, the anointing is flowing all through. Look, we're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on YouTube.
Praise
Jesus. We're not going to stop the flow of the Holy Spirit.
Praise Jesus.
Let's talk about the army of the Lord. Let's talk about it.
Yes.
Let's start from the beginning. When did you write the book?
In 2016. Mm-hmm. 2016. I wrote this little book. This is how it looked. It's like this. My granddaughter, she typed it up and I self-published it first. Little book. I only charged $5 because it's just little pages. It has no pictures in it. But the one that's coming, oh Jesus, the one that's coming is greater. I'm telling you, it's greater. I sent this little book this summer to Christian Faith Publishers. Mm-hmm. And the Lord led me to do that because it's been getting out, you know, just like this. But he said, I need you to send this to a publishing company.
Hmm.
And I sent it to them and they called me on the phone and said, we want to partner with you and publish this book. Wow. And I said, oh my God. I said, you know, the Lord told me this little book was going to be in 5 different languages.
Wow.
The man on the phone said, we're going to make that happen.
Wow. Look at God.
He said, we want to partner with you and make that happen. And this book, I'm telling you right now, is... they're ready to put the new cover on. It's going to be a hardback book. And it's going to be filled with pictures. Wow. Beautiful, colorful pictures. Listen. I mean, God did this. He did this. It's more than I could ask or think. I'm telling you. And the first languages they're putting in is English and Spanish. They said they wanted to do that version first. Like, we're in Texas. You know, there's so many Hispanic people here. Yeah. So that's the first language, is English and Spanish. And it's nobody but God. They told me to send a description. They were going to give me 12 colorful pictures to go in the book. They said the actual illustrators, they will not see the manuscript. So you need to give us a vivid description of what you want those pictures to look like. Yeah. And I mean, God just put them before me like a billboard. I mean, I didn't have any problem. Every picture goes with a prayer. So it's pictures of children laying hands on their parents. It's children at the hospital. It's the army of the Lord loose. loose in the earth. And it's showing the children how God wants to use them. He wants to use you right now in your school, everywhere, wherever you are at this time in this moment, God wants you to be used. He says you are his army. You're his battle axe, his weapon of war. He said with him, he's going to break the dark nations into pieces. You hear what I'm saying? This is the army. He said, these are my children. They are called by my name. We're talking about children that's been prayed for in the womb. You hear what I'm saying? Before they even came in, somebody laid hands on their mama's belly, you know? And then the ones that are, maybe they didn't get it then, but when they got out, they got saved at a young age. They went to Sunday school. They got baptized. I mean, they are God's children. They are still to the day of redemption. You hear what I'm saying? Their names are written down. These are my children, and they will do great works. Oh, Jesus. He told me, do this for my children. I need this book now. I was still teaching school every day. And God said, no, now, now. And it was such an urgency in my heart, you know, to do it, that I just stopped on the weekend. I just started writing and writing. And in 2 weeks, I'm telling you, it was done. And then look what the timing was. So it's so important to obey God, because another minister called me and said, will you do this youth conference for me downtown at a Methodist church? And this was 2 days before I was getting this book back from printing. Okay. And I said, okay, okay. And I never met the lady, the church, the people. Yeah. I can't remember the name. Lord, forgive me. But anyway, I went. But before I said, you know, I just self-published a little book, The Army of the Lord. Can I bring it to your youth conference? And she said, yeah, sure. I said, okay. I said, it's only $5. It's just a paperback. It's this little $5 book. She said, yes, bring it. I came to that conference. Guess what the name of the conference was? God's Army. They all had on army fatigue, just like on this little book. The pastor's wife saw the book. She said, oh, my God, you did this book just for us. And she jumped up. She instantly became my promoter. She went on the stage and said, hey, y'all get this book for these children. You buy them all these tennis shoes and telephones. They need this word. I'm like, oh, my God. I had about 200 books with me. I left maybe five. When I left, I mean, this was God's doing, and timing is so important. He's showing me this timing, his timing. When he say now, guess what he means? Right now, do it. But this book, I mean, it's just filled with prayers. It's just prayers. God said the children have to know how to pray. They have to know. And I've never seen a book like this. I never have. The table of contents says a prayer for salvation. That's the first thing he said. They gotta learn how to pray.
Can you share one of the prayers with us?
Oh yes. I'll just list them first. It says the prayer for salvation, the prayer for healing, the prayer for the healing of cancer, prayer for a parent's marriage, prayer for a single mom, a single dad, a prayer for when you're lonely, a prayer for a daddy, a prayer for protection, a prayer to have peace and be free of anger. And the last one is a prayer for financial blessing. He said, tell them before they go to mama, they better come to me. Because mama got to come to me, okay? I mean, every prayer is just God, he did it. And I don't know which one. The most powerful one, all of them, God did. But I remember this one, a prayer for your parents' marriage. Because we've been talking about marriage. 1 year, God put in my heart a long time ago in the ministry to have children prayer breakfasts where the children have their own forum. And we have, honey, we've done it so many times. 9, 10, 11-year-olds came forth with the word, okay? Mm-hmm. And at the prayer breakfast one time, the first ones we really had, this couple came up and they said, I just want to testify. I just want to testify. Her and her husband came up and they said, you know, our children have learned so much. They have learned how to pray, she said, and more than I can even express. She said, one time, my husband, now we both say we love God, but we get in the flesh like everybody else sometimes. And she said, we were at home and we were just fussing at each other, just fussing. And our two children came in. Two children. Now the children belonged to the church and attended the prayer meetings and everything. And she said they just walked in, 89-year-old boy and girl. They just passed them up. They didn't even look at them or anything. Went down the hall, went in their bedroom. But she said she and her husband just kept fussing, you know. Then the Holy Ghost told her, go look at your children. She told her husband, the Lord said, go check on the children. So they stopped and went down the hall. And she said, when she opened that door, looked in that room, here's her two children. We talking about they from the army. See, they for real, for real. They was on their knees, baby. They was praying. She said, ooh. She said they were just praying. Devil, you get out of our house. You don't have no business in our house. My mom and daddy, they love each other. Get out of here. I plead the blood of Jesus over our house. Ooh, I'm talking about they was only. They weren't in no corner crying nowhere. Tell my mom, I'm going to go get a divorce. They ain't got time for that. The army prays, okay? The army knows where the power is, that it's in Jesus. And I mean, that just blew me away. Because she got a chance to see for herself. Yeah. And she said her and her husband just stood there crying in the door. And then they came inside and they told the children that how sorry they were, you know. And they said, would y'all pray for me? And them two babies laid their hands on their mama and daddy.
Come on.
And they prayed the peace of God over them. Oh, just they were praying, Lord, let them speak soft answers to each other. See, they read the word. See, the army reads the word of God. So the army is full of the word, okay? They don't get up there and start praying no pitiful prayer. Oh, Jesus, please, please, please. Uh-uh. They say, Lord Jesus, Jehovah God, the God of all peace, Jehovah Shalom, ooh, be on my mama. You hear what I'm saying? Be on my daddy. Because they know the word of God.
God, and come on.
What the army is going to do, pray the word of
God.
I'm so excited about children. Because I remember one time God told me, he said, children, people don't realize they have ammunition in their house.
Yeah.
And that's for children. Those are mighty warriors in their house that I gave them. And if you would let them pray, you would just encourage them in the word. Hear what they got to say. They got something to say, you know. He said the devil wouldn't even be able to come in their neighborhood. Hear what I'm saying?
Come on.
With your children lined up praying in agreement with you. See, some people tell children to go to another room or, you know, try to. Not baby, they need to be in there with you. So you can get some help from God. This is what the army does, you know. And this prayer, I'll read you the one for the parents then. Because, oh my God, which one is that? But that just touched my heart. There's so many. The healing of cancer. God told me to put that in there. I had just taught children's church at Fountain of Praise. And we were talking about prayer. And I had boys, 9-year-old boys, Ruth. And I said, do y'all pray? And they said, yeah. I said, what y'all pray about? And they were saying all different things. And little one said, cancer. And he put his head down. I said, what you know about cancer? Cancer kills people. Cancer killed a whole lot of people. He had some hurt in his heart, you know. And I said, but baby, let me tell you, I know too many survivors. Honey, cancer has to bow to the name of Jesus.
You have
to pray and believe God. I talked with him and prayed with him. It was a family member things going on. But when I left church that day, God said, put a prayer in for the healing of cancer.
Put it
in there. And I put it in this book. And it's just all God's timing. I got the little book back and brought it to school for my other teachers. One teacher came and got the book and she said, I got a sister-in-law with cancer. And my little niece, she told me the other day, Auntie, I don't even know what to pray. She said, now I can give her this book. I said, oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's equipping them. You see what I'm saying? With the word. Every prayer has scripture. So they can go to the Bible and they can see where every scripture is relating to whatever this situation is. And nobody but God.
Nobody.
But this is a prayer for your parents' marriage. It says, when you want your parents to be together or just stop fighting. Dear Jesus, you are my Lord and my Savior, and I love you. You are the God of our peace. Jehovah Shalom. Lord Jesus, bring peace to our home. Devil, I bind you. I bind your spirits of anger and confusion in Jesus' name. Get out of our house. Oh, Lord, release your peace. Remind my parents of how much they really love each other and their vows to God. In Ephesians 5:25, I gave them the scriptures, Colossians 3:18-19. Remind them, Lord, to love, to cherish, and obey until death do they part. Remind them to speak softly to each other and to think of lovely things. Don't allow them to ever speak of divorce, but to forgive and pray for each other in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. These are the children praying.
You hear what I'm saying?
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Help your marriage with your baby praying for you. How can he do that? He cannot do that. The forces have to back up. They have to step. You hear what I'm saying? In that house. Because that baby is praying. Oh, Jesus. It's nobody but God. He did it, and I'm just so thankful. And he just told me, do it for his children so they can pray. He told me one time, he said, you tell them, Matthew 18:19, I gave them the keys to the kingdom.
Come on. Whatever they bind
on earth, you tell them, I'm going to back them up. He said, I'm going to be their posse.
Come on here.
Glory to Jesus. He said, I got them. I'm going to back them up. Ooh, I couldn't wait to tell them children that. And they start coming forth. We would have corporate prayer at the end, and they would pray. I'd have them pray the situation. Oh, Lord, I remember that week. The next week we came back, they had testimonies. I ain't talking about the next year, but the next week. One little girl said her mom was in jail, and she had did some bad things, and she knows she had to go to jail. But she wanted her mama to be saved. And I said, come on, baby, we're going to pray in agreement. You pray. That's your mama. Don't nobody here love her more than you. So you pray. She prayed for her mama. She asked God for, Lord, let somebody tell my mama about Jesus, Lord. Let her get saved. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah. That next week, that child came back and said, Ms. Cherise, let me tell you what happened. My mama called me from the jail, and she said some missionaries came to the jail. Ooh,
hallelujah.
You see what I'm saying? They had to come. They didn't have no choice. They had to come. That baby was praying. And she said, her mama told her, baby, I might be locked up, but I'm free in Jesus. Ooh, glory to God. I mean, it was the next week they was coming back with testimonies, you know. See, God has let me see too much. You know what I mean? I have to write what I've seen. I've seen the power of prayer in the children. I've seen it. Just pray, children. Keep praying. God hears you. He hears every prayer. You are in his army. He needs you. Ooh, Jesus.
Oh.
It's nobody but God.
Nobody but God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He's going to use
them mightily. Oh, yes, Lord. But we definitely, okay, we need information. We need information.
Okay.
How can they get the book? Because there's people watching right now. How do they get in contact with you?
Hey, they can call me on my cell phone. I don't have no problem. I'm serious. I would give my phone number, my email address, whatever they need, you know. But the book, the new improved version, won't be out until she's thinking maybe April. That's what they're thinking. I don't have an exact date for the new improved. And I don't have any more of these little ones printed up because I just gave the rest of them away. We went to the women's children's shelter for Christmas, and we put these in their little Christmas packages, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but it's coming. It's going to be in Barnes & Noble's, all the bookstores, they said, all the Christian bookstores. They're going to put it out there. The Christian Faith Publishers, the Army of the Lord. Just look for it. I'm telling you, it's coming. And you get it for your babies. You get it so they can have it in their backpacks. You know, see, I would tell the children, I was a teacher. I said, you can take your Bible to school. Don't let nobody tell you, Kate, because see, we have something called leisure reading in school. When they pull out their Pokemon books and all these other stuff, you know, you can pull out your Bible then when it's free reading time and you can read your leisure reading. And I let the children know, you know, hey, you can take your little book to school for your leisure reading, you know, and let the Lord use you. Put it in their little backpack. Let them have their little book on their recess time and everything, because God wants to. I've seen God use children so much. But just talking about this going to school, there was a little girl, one last testimony, I guess. I don't know how much time I have. I don't know. But she, her name was Joy. She was 8 years old. Mighty, mighty little woman of God. She's gone to heaven now with the Lord. But I'm telling you, she fulfilled her assignment. This little girl, she would come in children's church when I was over at St. Agnes. I was a director of children's church then. And she would be on the front row. And we start praise and worship. I tell everybody, come on, let's get up, praise and worship. And some of the little kids in the back may not have gotten up. She would turn around. Didn't y'all hear Minister Reed? It's time to praise the Lord. Get up. What's wrong? 8 years old. I'm telling you, on fire for the Lord. And she told me she went to school. And she had her little Bible. She read it on the leisure, because she heard me when I said leisure reading. And she said, my teacher was mad at me. She's full of the devil, Minister Reed. I said, well, let's pray. Come on, let's pray for teacher. We got to pray for our eyes to be open. And we agreed in prayer, you know. But little Joy, one day she came home and she was at her grandmother's house. And she had a really bad headache. It was in the summer. And her grandmother said, she said, you've been running out there so long and it's hot, you know, go lay down, take a nap. Mm-hmm. That baby laid down, woke up in heaven. She had an aneurysm, 8 years old, you know. But guess what? At her funeral, baby, you would think that, well, she was an ambassador to the Lord, but you would think in the natural she was some ambassador's child. Because, baby, it was so many cars, many people up in there talking about, Joy told him about Jesus in the park. Joy told him about Jesus at the grocery store. I'm talking about she fulfilled her assignment. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not about how old you are. Do you fulfill the assignment that God has for your life? You know?
Come on.
But that's not all that girl. And then the teacher came up. People was giving different testimonies and stuff, you know? And the teacher came up. She said, I was Joy's teacher. She said that I was looking, you know, she said, everything everybody said about Joy is true. She loved her Jesus. She started crying. She said, I just hope I get to know him like her. I said, oh, gee, you hear what I'm saying? The girl still winning souls. And
Amen. Amen.
8 years old, that's all, just eight. It doesn't matter how old you are. God wants a willing, obedient vessel to use. That's all he wants.
That's all he wants. I have enjoyed the show with you today. We definitely want you to come back when the book comes out.
Okay.
Because I want to be a part of spreading these gospels, spreading these prayers. I want to be
Get the army out. Yes.
Come on. Amen. Yes. And so I see that your information, we're dropping your information at the bottom of the screen.
Okay. Roslyn Riggs, 1956.
Before I let you go.
Okay.
It's just like when I'm in church, you know, if the anointing is on somebody, they are the one that pray. So I want you to pray. I want you to just allow God to just use you in this moment.
Yes, Lord.
Because we are in perilous times. We're there.
Mm-hmm.
So many people, like you said, so many people that are heavy in their spirits, they're heavy in their hearts, they're scared, they're, captured by fear, you know. I just want to just release this right now for you to pray. You to pray. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for what you have done and what you're about to do in this earth. Yes. Lord, I just give you praise and I give you honor and I give you all the glory. Lord, you know all the hurting hearts. You know what's going on in every household, Lord. Yes. Father, I just ask you to loose a blanket of peace over them tonight, Lord God. Yes. Your perfect love, you said it casts away all fears, Father. Just loose that blanket of peace with your perfect love, Lord, over your people tonight, Lord God. Let them just feel, Lord God, your presence with them. Father, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you are watching over your children. You're watching over your people, Lord. You told us that you was round about your people, just like the mountains are round about Jerusalem. Oh, Father, I just thank you tonight, Lord God, for loosing peace over them, Lord Jesus. Your peace, not as the world gives, Father, but your peace, Lord God, knowing that you're hearing their prayers. Every prayer, Lord God, every tear, Lord God, you have it, Lord Jesus, and you will surely come. Though you might tarry, you will surely come, Lord God. Oh, Father, let them not be weary in their well-doing. Let them not be weary, Lord God, doing what's right in your sight. Lord, keep them close to you. Talk to them, Holy Ghost. Walk with them, Holy Ghost. Just wrap them in your arms tonight, Jesus, and let them know that you will surely come. You are working on their behalf. No matter what it looks like, Lord, you have a plan, and your plan is perfect. Your plan is good. Your plans for your people, Lord God, they are good. You're the only one know them, Father. Lord, I just thank you tonight for giving them that assurance in their hearts that you hear them. You always hear your children. You know, Lord God, and they hear you. Lord, they know you are the good shepherd. And Lord, you are the only one, Lord God, that they can hear your voice, Father. Yes. Lord, I ask you to drown out every evil spirit, evil voice that will try to talk to them. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's not lining up with the word of God. It's a lie, I tell you. The devil is a liar. God is for you. He's with you. He loves you. He loves your children. They are seeds of the righteous. And the word of God says the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. I don't care what they're going through today. I don't care if they're on drugs, alcohol. I don't care if they loose out in the street. God said those are your seed, the seed of the righteous, and they shall be delivered. You hold on to that word. You go to sleep with that word on your heart, knowing that God be for you, he be for your children, he's for your whole family. God is for you. He's with you always. He promised. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And he never lies. He can't lie. He's not a man that he should lie. He's not a man that he needs to repent and say he's sorry to nobody. Whatever he said, he will do it. Whatever he has promised, it is coming to pass. Hold on to the promises of God. Hold on to them. Get in your Bible. Get in that word. And every promise that he gave, he will keep it. He keeps it night and day. He's watching over you. He's watching over your children. He has angels dispatched 24/7, keeping a watch over you. Just hold on to the promises of God. Whatever he said, he will do it.
Yes, Lord.
He will do it. He will come because he loves us. We are precious in his sight. He loves us. We are the apple of his eye. He loves us. He loves our children. He loves us. You keep joy in your heart. Keep praising God. Get up every morning saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will just set your day aflame. You just get up saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for providing for me. Thank you for protecting me. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep thankfulness in your heart. Keep thankfulness in your mouth. Keep praising God because he loves you. You are precious in his sight. Yes, in Lord. Jesus' name, Lord, yes. I thank you, Father, for all the prayers of the righteous, Lord God. I thank you, Father. They will surely come to pass in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
So good. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. He is faithful. Faithful and true. Faithful and true. That's his name. Yes, he is.
I am so honored again to be on this show tonight. I look forward to working more with you in the future. You know, I believe that God
invited me. Thank you.
For a reason. You know, for a reason.
Yes. And
before we let you go, I just want everybody to look down at the bottom of the screen. Make sure that you have her email address. All right. That's her email address.
Yes.
You can copy paste it. You know, it's in the comments. And this is her other contact information. Minister
yes.
Rosen Reed. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. We want everyone to be on the lookout for the Army of the Lord.
Yes.
Make sure you keep look. Keep up with my page. Keep up with my page. My gospel. The My Gospel Soul Network on YouTube, all of that good stuff, because you will hear more from her on the My Gospel Soul Network.
Yes,
thank
Jesus.
You so much for coming on the show tonight. You have blessed me.
You
have blessed me. That I think that book is going to be a very, very powerful tool. Come on, amen. I believe that people are going to, that book is going to go it's going to reach so many people.
Yes.
I speak Jesus. That right now because, like you said, and a lot of people don't know this, when children pray,
woo!
Oh my goodness.
Yes,
children
Lord.
That have not, look, we as adults, we have experienced so many different things. We went through so many different things. You know, children, they just believe. They just, come on.
Yes,
they believe.
Yes, they do. With
Lord
their whole
God.
Heart. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes. So, do you have any closing words before we let you go tonight?
I just want to thank you for inviting me. It's just been a blessing to be a blessing. That's what I ask the Lord every day. Just make me a blessing, you know? And I just thank God for shows like this where people can just hear. Because faith comes by hearing.
By hearing.
Yes.
Yes.
And God told me years ago, encouragement imparts courage. When we encourage somebody in the Lord, we just give them the stamina, you know, the courage to stand. My sister said, you know. Glory to God.
Amen.
So that's such a blessing. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. So we want to thank everyone for tuning in. Make sure that you play this back. Get the information that you need. Play it back for the prayer. Play it back for the, like she said, the encouragement. Play it back. Share it with somebody else. Share it with somebody else. Tonight, God anointed this woman of God to give a word to help your household, your marriage. Yeah. If you really believe and receive it, you will see a change happen. Like she said, not in months. Come on. Hallelujah. I speak it right now. Not in months. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the next day, in the same moment, in the same hour, glory to God. All you have to do is believe.
That's
glory
it.
To God. Hallelujah. Ooh. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. It's power in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
So we thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Thank you, Minister Roslyn. Amen. Hallelujah. We shall see you all again next Wednesday. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless you.
Holding on. You better believe I'm holding on. Holding on. You better believe.